50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
Okay, more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're live in Miami Revolt Music Conference, and there's people out here now.
Yeah, it look like it's mad people there now. Now they got some mad.
Now there's people out here now.
You know what that means? They sent all the Revolt. They sent the Revolt employees in the lobby and said, "Hey, come out here and sit with us. We got breakfast and drinks."
Nah. There's people out here now.
6 a.m. was kind of early. People probably just got here late. You know how it is.
That was kind of early. And again, shout out to Noriega. He has the Drink Champs podcast. We were on that last night.
Salute my guy, Nori.
It goes up today.
Envy was late, and Nori kept saying, "Don't be late. This is not rapper time." I was on time. We were standing outside waiting for Envy.
I was 5 minutes late.
No.
And then I pulled in. What kind of car did I pull up in?
I have a picture of it.
I pulled up in a yellow Prius.
Okay. Dropping the cruise bombs for the yellow Prius out here.
That's right. Yellow Prius.
Envy trying not to get robbed while he in Miami, keeping it low-key.
Absolutely low-key. So shout-out to Nori. And after that, we went to Finger Lickin'. Shout-out to Khaled. If y'all get a chance, come go to Finger Lickin'. Amazing food. Fried broccoli, fried lobster. Mess up your diet. It is worth it. Shout out to DJ Khaled. Went about it. And
to the
that
big
was
homie, E-Class.
And E-Class as
they
well.
They got healthy food at Finger Lickin', too. Anything you get fried, you can get grilled.
Right. Now, we got rumors coming up. What are we talking about?
Yes, imagine you break up with your man, and then he is in the parking lot giving away all of your purses. Well, we'll tell you.
That's exactly how it should happen.
Why?
Not give it away. You at least got to sell
if
it.
If you get somebody a present, that's that. If y'all break up,
not when you break up with me, boo-boo. I'm taking everything that I got you.
All right, we're going to listen to both sides of this story.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. And we're live, Revolt Music Conference. Make some noise so they know you're here.
Cheers, y'all.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Rumor has it.
On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, a lot of people were upset with Floyd Mayweather over some comments that he made in an interview where he talked about all lives matter. If you don't remember, here's what he said.
I'm here to say all lives matter. You know, a lot of times we get stuck and we're followers. When you hear one person say black lives matters or blue lives matters, all lives matters. What I learned from boxing, what everyone can take in real life is follow directions, follow order. It's not right what's going on within this world. On both sides. I think we need to communicate better, and I think we need to follow direction. It's rules and regulations to everything.
Yeah, they deserve to go in on him. Floyd Mayweather Jr. needs to realize that we is free now. What's the point of having all that money if you're still going to talk like a coward? And he acts like following directions is going to stop people from getting shot. People out here getting shot with their hands up, people getting shot laying on the ground. So let's not act like it's as simple as just following directions.
Well, a lot of people had things to say. T.I. actually posted a post to Floyd Mayweather. And, you know, they've had their issues in the past, if we recall the fight that they had
in
Vegas.
Right? Mm-hmm.
He said, "Floyd Mayweather, all our past personal differences and opinions of each other aside, this is socially irresponsible, inconsiderate, and insensitive. It mirrors delusional oblivion in a way only brainwashing tactics can achieve." So he said this undermines and discredits the movements that fight for the plight of our people.
I'm glad you chose to read it for Floyd Mayweather, because we're not sure if he can read it for himself. And you know what else?
I don't say that.
That's
come
not
on,
nice. Stop
come
it.
You know what else with Floyd Mayweather? He tells people that they're all followers, but then he tells everybody that they just need to be following directions.
All right, Jessica White also had some things to say on her Instagram. She said, well, Floyd Mayweather, if all lives matter, tell me why you like to take those registered hands and beat on the women you're in a relationship with. You're a coward and no one's champ. I feel bad for every young black kid that has ever looked up to you.
That's a fact. And for the record, all lives don't matter if black lives don't matter. If we live in a country where black people are three times more likely to be shot than a white person, then maybe that's why they have a BLM movement to begin with.
All right, how many of you guys took a flight to get here to Miami today? All right, a lot of people flew out here. Well, one person actually got kicked off of a plane, all because of what she had on. Amanda Stevens is a freelance journalist and was trying to take a flight from Chicago to Chicago. Now, the problem was that she had on a T-shirt. It was an A$AP Rocky T-shirt. It had the American flag, black and white, and it was upside down, and a Black Panther hat from Marvel. And you know they kicked her off the plane for that?
She should be able to sue.
What?
They said those that clothing was misassigned as terrorist and offensive. Hell the pilot no. had an issue, didn't feel comfortable, and that's why she was ejected from the flight.
So what airline?
This was...
United Airlines?
Was it? I think it was United. It was United Airlines.
They do realize that Marvel's doing a Black Panther movie starring Chadwick Boseman, no right?
Well, Amanda Stevens tweeted, the pilot feels uncomfortable at United. I didn't know he has to look at me while he flies. I feel uncomfortable having a racist pilot.
Wow. That was a woman that had the hat on?
A transgender journalist.
Just don't say it. Continue on.
Wow. Hey,
shut up. Shut up.
Whoa. All right, now here's the story that I know we're going to have a difference of opinion on. Let us talk about British Williams from Basketball Wives LA and her husband, Lorenzo Gordon. I guess their relationship, I don't know if they were married or engaged. I don't know if they ever got married.
Uh-huh.
Did they ever get married?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't think
well,
so.
Well, anyway, I guess they broke up, and part of the reason for their breakup had to do with Soulja Boy. Now, I guess Soulja Boy posted a picture with her, which he deleted. He put that way. Oh, there's a little wind.
I'm
sorry,
trying to block
guys.
The wind, sorry.
Thanks, I appreciate that. And he didn't like that. So he said, I don't F with British Williams no more. That's Soulja Boy chick. I got a lot of tricks up my sleeves. Enjoy the show. And then he posted this video, which is on Instagram.
Yo, ladies, I still got the purses. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Galleria Mall in St. Louis. Come to the store that I've been working on to open for British. First come, first serve. Then we got the Chanel's, the Fendi's, the Louis Vuitton, this and that. I got more purses in my house, man. I'm just like, you know what? It's all good, man. I'm just going to give it away for a good cause, man. It's Christmas coming. Let's get it.
I don't see
I'm
the
not
going to
lie.
With that.
If I was there, I might have went there and got a purse.
No, you wouldn't have.
I don't see the problem with what he did. He turned into the repo man. That's what happens.
You well, can't she, turn into a repo
she
man.
She posted, talking to bees at 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. on the phone bill, I pay ain't cheating. How would you feel if your 70-year-old grandma calls to tell you she heard a combo at a restaurant where she was just having dinner and a girl tells her friend how she spent the weekend with you while you were in Atlanta doing a booking? What would you do if your N-word was at the movies with a B and the person who saw him described his whole outfit for the day and the time and everything? So I guess he's been known to be cheating. So
What Soulja Boy got to do with all this?
Soulja Boy posted a picture with her and put that way. And they were at dinner together, so I guess he got in his feelings because she was with Soulja Boy.
Why did we gloss over the fact that Soulja Boy just totally lied to us about getting $400 million this year? Remember that? Remember earlier?
We did not gloss over it.
You gave Donkey today. Nobody glossed over it.
People gave me Donkey telling me that I was just hating. I was just like, why put that kind of pressure on yourself lying about getting $400 million?
Right. Well, that has nothing to do with this story. So basically, he gave away all her stuff. Now, if you break up with somebody, does that mean all the stuff that you gave them, you're supposed to get back and do whatever you want with it?
It depends why you broke up.
No, it doesn't.
If she cheated, I need my stuff back.
Legally, if somebody gives you a present, that's yours.
That's married. That's if you're married, though.
No, that's not true. Really? If you're not married, even if somebody gives you an engagement ring, if they give it to you on a holiday and it's a gift, you get to keep it. If they give it to you with the premise of getting married, you have to give it back.
How do you know all of this?
I don't know.
That's why when you buy stuff for girls, you got to keep the receipt, because if you ever do decide to take it back, she can't ever say that you stole it from her. She can't call the police and say, he stole from me. Nope, this is mine. I got the receipts right here. I paid for it.
If you go to court, it doesn't matter. A gift, if you say this was given to me as a gift, that's yours.
No, I'll let you
know. When somebody gives you a gift, that's it.
But we'll talk about that next
hour. I loaned you this gift. I loaned you this under the pretense that you was going to be my girlfriend and you was going to be loyal and you was going to be faithful. As soon as you're not loyal and faithful no more, give me that back.
You're a jerk.
Can we take our vagina back?
Nope, can't take it back.
Well, then you can't take your gift back either, because it's a gift.
You can't un-F me. You definitely can't do that.
All right, well, that's the rules.
Then you can't un-gift me.
All right, guys. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. We'll tell you about sports. Also, I'm sure we're going to be talking to Donald Trump. Oh, no, not this one. We're going to be talking about United flights again. And a 911 operator that was arrested for hanging up on somebody. So don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Let's do sports first. The Dodgers knocked out the Nationals. They play the Cubs next. All right. Now the Chargers beat the Broncos last night, 21-13 in Thursday night football. Now, United, what's going on with United, Yee?
Well, there was a computer glitch, and they had a lot of flyers grounded. It was a widespread computer problem, so there were a lot of delayed flights. They did apologize for any inconvenience. They couldn't give any information on how bad the delays were and what that might mean for the network, but there were a lot of people tweeting how unhappy they were because they were stuck Now, at 3 a.m., the system issue was resolved.
Yeah, that was the citizens of Wakanda casting a spell on United Airlines for kicking that lady off the flight for wearing a Black Panther hat. That's what that was.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about Samsung losing a lot of bread.
Yeah, Samsung actually lost over $5 billion, and that is because with all the problems, with the Galaxy Note 7, they actually have to just dead it. It's over with. You can't even get that phone anymore. They try to get people replacement ones. Mm-hmm. Those weren't working. Those are blowing up. So now it's just over and done with. $5 billion of issues.
Did they ever say what was wrong with the phones? Like what was inside the phones that was causing them to blow up?
Nah, they couldn't figure it out. They even tried to fix it and those phones started blowing up. So they just, I guess, just discontinued the phone in total.
Because there's got to be something in the phone, like the phone has to be reacting to something, right?
Well, if they could figure it out, they'd have been able to fix it. And I guess they just couldn't figure it out.
So they just going to take off the Note 7 and then throw another.
Note 7 anymore.
Yeah, throw another phone on the market that probably got the same technology that's going to blow up, but people still going to buy it.
Well, we'll see how this actually affects Samsung, period.
Absolutely.
After this.
Stock's definitely going to go down. Now, let's talk about the 911 operator arrested.
Yes, this was in Houston. Now, this operator actually, her name is Crenshonda Williams.
Crenshonda.
She hung up mid-sentence on a caller talking about some, ain't nobody got time for this, for real. All right? They did investigate her, and it turns out that the majority of her calls were less than 20 seconds. An abnormally large amount of calls. So apparently, she just didn't care. So that's not the person to call. That 911 was definitely a joke.
She was having a bad day. And the crazy thing is, man,
That happened quite a bit.
I know, but when you're a public servant, like, you're not allowed to have, like, any bad days.
When you
at
work
all.
911 and your job is to save people's lives, you can't just
that's
hang
what I
up
said.
On people.
Yeah. When you're a public servant, you know, you always got to put people before you. So no matter what you're going through, you cannot just hang up on people and dismiss them. Especially for 911. Jesus Christ.
All right. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051, if you're in a relationship and you break up with somebody, can you take your ish back? That is the question. Now, Yee, you told me behind the scenes that you were dating somebody.
I had an ex-boyfriend who, when we broke up, he was like, I want everything back that I ever gave you.
Damn.
I gave it all back, too.
I mean, if the question...
I threw it out the window.
If the question is, can you take it back? Yes. Should you?
That's the question. Should you take it back? 800-585-1051. We're going to talk to you guys out there. If you're in a relationship and break up with somebody, should you take your things back? That
I
is the question.
Should, I don't
what
know,
you going to do with it?
Give it to my new girl. But
you
going to
take them sneakers you bought me that I wore and give them to a new girl?
It
That's
depends
tacky.
Why y'all broke up.
I'll give them to the Salvation Army.
No, I think it depends why y'all broke up. If she cheated, yes, everything comes back.
Yeah, why am I leaving you with parting gifts if you cheated? I want you to. Why?
Exactly.
So if he cheats on you, then we should ask for our stuff back, too.
Huh? You ain't buying
guys cheat on us. What, women don't buy men presents?
Not really.
I mean, if you did buy some stuff, take it
that
back.
That sounds ridiculous.
Didn't Jordan Sparks take her car back? Who took the car back?
No.
No, it was actually, I think he never finished paying it off.
Yeah, he never paid it off.
She gave it back. I don't want it. He said he gave her a car. She gave it back. Forget you. I buy my own car.
Well, that is the question. Call us up right now. We're live in Miami. Say what's up, Miami? They sound so
Come on
dead.
Now, the cocaine wearing off?
The cocaine is definitely wearing off.
We
cocaine
know it's early. We do this every day. Could y'all do this every day? Okay. Yes.
All right. Who's that? What's your name wearing the pink with all the pink pom-pom stuff and your face covered?
She look like a terrorist. Y'all need to search her.
What's your name, Mama? You a rapper?
We in the age of ISIS and you have to put a mask on?
Oh, she a rapper. All right. Okay, she a rapper.
She don't want to get your germs.
You look like she want to get my germs.
You look like if the brat joined ISIS.
All right, man. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. I see Mama mad. 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 Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're live in Miami Revolt Music Conference. What up, y'all? Y'all good?
Hey, now, everybody's waking up. The sun's out. We were out here in the dark at first.
That's right. Now, we were just talking about a story in the rumors about Soulja Boy. Now, tell
it's
people what
It's not really
happened.
About Soulja Boy. It's more about British Williams and her, now ex-fiancé, Lorenzo Gordon.
Explain what
she
happened.
She was on Basketball Wives LA, and they also did Marriage Boot Camp together. And just keep in mind, they were on Marriage Boot Camp because he kept cheating, and that's why they wouldn't get married.
Okay.
So now Soulja Boy posted a picture with British Williams, and he put on the picture... that way. And then he deleted it, and I guess Lorenzo's in his feelings, and he put this up on Instagram.
Yo, ladies, I still got the purses. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Galleria Mall in St. Louis. Come to the store that I've been working on to open for British. First come, first serve. Man, we got the Chanel's, the Fendi's, the Louis Vuitton, this and that. I got more purses in my house, man. I'm just like, you know what? It's all good, man. I'm just gonna give it away for a good cause, man. It's Christmas coming. Let's get it.
If Soulja Boy really about that life, he'll buy back every purse that he gave away. He'll buy her every purse that her ex gave
him. Well, he do got that $400 million deal.
That's true.
Yeah, right. Come on, stop spreading that BS. You know,
now, that's the question. 800-585-1051. If you're in a relationship and break up with somebody, should you take your things back? I think if she cheated and you're not married and y'all were just dating, give me everything back. I need
it all
back.
That's ridiculous.
I need it back.
That's petty. And what if you were cheating first and then she cheated?
We're not saying if he cheated. We're saying if she cheated.
Oh, okay.
If she cheated and I bought her all that stuff, I need the shoes back, the sneakers, the gum, the candy, the bags, everything back.
The gum. I think in life in general, when you give somebody a present, you should never expect to get it back, no matter what. It's a gift. It's a present. And presents aren't supposed to come with strings attached. I gave you this because I wanted to. Things didn't work out. If I give you something, I'm never going to ask for it back, period.
Well, the truth is, man, hurt people hurt people. So a lot of times when guys are doing things like taking gifts back, they're only doing that because they're hurt that the relationship isn't happening anymore. So if you really, 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 you know, want to get back at the girl, you give her the gift that she can't give back, and that's herpes.
No, you don't want to give nobody herpes. Now, Angelique actually went through this. And
right, I had a boyfriend that when we broke up, he said, give me everything back. He ain't give me all, like, great stuff anyway. But it was, like, some jewelry, sneakers, everything. So I think that was just his way of trying to keep in contact with me, to keep on harassing me.
Right, right.
So one day, he was outside the house. I took everything, put it in a bag, and threw it out the window. And I said, here, now don't call me no more. You got all your stuff back.
Oh,
and
that
was it. I mean, and I gave everything back to, like, socks, anything. Anything you ever gave me. And I also feel like I don't even want none of the stuff you gave me now that we broke up.
Right, you should want it back.
Yeah, you should kind of let her keep the gift, though, just so she'll always have something to remember you by.
Especially, or something good for the pawn shop.
And especially if the next man that she's getting with can't afford to do the things that, you know, you was doing.
Right.
So she's just going to have all them old bags.
Well, we have some people here that got some things to say. Who we going to first? What's your name, mama? Oh, what's your name, sir? I couldn't see him.
Did you just flirt with him?
No, I couldn't see him around the speaker, man.
Respect that man's gender.
And be about to give you a gift, a present.
So what do you? What's your name, bro? Jeff, what do you think, man?
He about to sing.
You got flowers for Envy?
Who you about to sing to?
I look at it like this. If y'all get married with no prenup, somebody going to get half anyway, so you might as well take it back before you get to that point.
Wow.
So you saying take it back.
That's
who you got the flowers for,
way.
Bro?
Get them flowers to Envy.
I got it for Ange.
You see?
Listen, don't ask for them flowers back later on.
You a different story.
I'm not sure.
You sing?
That is so sweet.
Sing a quick four bars to Angela right now. Hurry up. This is your chance.
Sing a what?
You sing, right?
Nah, I'm a manager.
Oh, all right, my bad.
Who's for you, Envy?
Oh. I ain't want no flowers, bro.
It's not flowers,
okay,
man.
I'm making sure. Making sure there's no flowers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, bro.
That's a bottle of Ciroc you just gave Envy.
Definitely. Yo, it is a bottle of Ciroc.
Envy not a Ciroc, told you. Envy not a Ciroc boy no more.
I appreciate the gift, but I can't take this Ciroc.
Oh, he's an effing boy.
Sean Prez will be here a little bit. I give it to Sean Prez.
How you on Diddy's network talking about you can't take the Ciroc?
I can. I drink effing. Hey, what's your name, mama?
My name is Tanya White from New York.
Hey, Tanya.
Clear Entertainment.
Man. What part of New York?
You playing the
WNBA? What part of Queens?
Cambria Heights.
Ow. No, I'm just kidding. So what do you think?
I think if you ask me for the gift back, I'm going to give it back to you before you even ask me. Because 9 times out of 10, I can afford it myself.
There you go.
So you could keep it. Go ahead.
Independent black woman.
That's
tell
what I'm talking about.
All right.
What if it's something really, really nice, though? That you really like. Like
a Bugatti.
Let's just say it's a nice Rolex that you wear every day.
You ain't giving no Bugatti back.
You would give back the Rolex?
I would give it back.
You would give back a Bugatti?
I would give it back.
She lying.
You a damn fool.
I swear to God, I'd give it back.
Not with them boots on. You got expensive taste. You ain't giving back that Bugatti.
I mean, if you asking for it back, you really want it back that bad, then when you gave it to me in the first place, you really wasn't giving it to me for me. You was giving it to me so you could take it back. So you could have that over my head.
Right.
So you could keep everything.
You tell him, girlfriend. All right. All right. 800-585-1051. We're taking your calls. The question is.
We're not taking calls.
Oh, we're not going to take calls?
We're taking your live.
Yeah, we're taking your live reads.
Yes,
okay.
Envy.
Reactions.
Envy's a robot.
I thought we were going to take some calls, too. But if you're in a relationship and break up with somebody, should you take your things back? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Y'all, the Breakfast Club. We're broadcasting live in Miami Revolt Music Conference. And we're asking, if you're in a relationship and you break up with somebody, should you take your things back? That
There's
is the question.
There's a lot of petty people on social media right now.
What are they saying?
Saying that they would definitely take their stuff back. And a lot of people here said they would take their stuff back also. Give me back all my gifts. A lot of people said I would keep the stuff you gave me and take your stuff back.
Not all the gifts, though. Just the big gifts. Like the stuff like bags that cost a lot of money or jewelry or cars. Or the house, right. Stuff like that.
The house.
You can keep the kids.
Who gives them money?
Well, we're asking people here. Let's get to, I can't see who's if it's a female or male that's coming
step
up.
Step on up.
What's up, bro?
What's up?
What's up with you, man?
What's up? You taking them gifts back?
Nah.
There we go.
I can't be an India giver, you feel me?
He just want to give you
that's
his mixtape.
That's politically incorrect.
It's not politically correct, but
I'm about to give you his mixtape.
I can't purchase something and give it to you.
Right.
And then I break up with you, or you break up with me, or however it go. And you know what I'm saying?
Let's the say definition of a gift is a gift. If you give me a present, it's wrapped up with a bow,
but
and you give it to me, that's a present.
But you spend your last dollar to buy a bag for sure.
But that's your
you
dumb ass.
You gotta grind and make it back.
And then
shorty, you gotta grind and make it back.
And then shorty,
you spend your last dollar.
Yeah, but
you
I'm,
spend your last dollar, you gotta grind and make it back.
And you gotta think, I'm buying this girl this stuff because I want her to look good. I don't want you to look good with somebody else. If you're gonna look good with somebody else, look good on your own dime.
It's plenty more fish in the water, man. Yeah.
That's what they say.
Fish in the sea. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, you gotta let it go.
We say, sorry, your penis was trash, okay? We're moving on.
Oh, I'm definitely taking all my stuff back. You tell me my penis trash.
All right, you got a mixtape for us, bro?
You know
you
do.
Yeah. I just dropped this yesterday.
All right. Thank you.
I can get one of these.
Thank you.
You got two?
Yeah, I gave one. I gave one.
Check it out, man.
All right, bro.
Why are you
who's next?
There,
who's
man?
Next?
All right, bro.
Trill.
You ain't gonna
hey, what's your name?
Jonte from Jersey, and I'm here.
What
with
part of Jersey?
Newark.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't take my stuff back because I feel like that's really petty. Mm-hmm. Like, let that hurt go, boss up, and when you with your new significant other, buy him better stuff.
There you go.
You from Newark. You got to worry about your man killing you if y'all break
what?
Up.
That's not true. But that's it's what we good. Do. I buy you a present. Go ahead.
Right.
Keep that.
Right.
You lost your best present. That's
because you're not getting your stuff back from me.
Right.
Oh, you're not. You're just not giving it back. You from Newark. You're not getting it back.
It's a wrap.
Oh, yeah, it's a wrap.
And if I do give it back, it's going to be cut up and bleached.
Absolutely. Who's next? Anybody next? That's it?
What's up, y'all? Nope, I'm here.
I'm sorry.
Ooh,
what's your name?
Hey, that wagon. I'm Roslyn from L.A., and I'm also here with Loud and Clear. I agree with Angela. I don't want my gifts back. I buy, like, personal gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's for you, it's going to fit your personality.
Right.
And if you want your gifts
Charlamagne
back,
just blew a whistle at you.
Hey.
Hey.
And I'm with my girl, Tanya. If you want your stuff back, take your stuff back. I'll buy my own stuff. You're
right.
Mine.
Okay.
I'm not going to take back that bobblehead I got of you, your personal bobblehead. What am I going to do with that?
You can keep all that. I said it's only about the big gifts.
Yeah,
the big gifts,
the big
man. That's it.
What's up, bro?
How you doing?
What's going on? What's your name?
My name is Drees. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay.
All right. Shout out to the Natty.
Yeah, you going
shout
mountain
out
climbing.
Cincinnati, since my mama have me.
You going mountain climbing this morning?
Nah, I ain't going mountain climbing this morning.
Okay.
Charlamagne, why you not here?
I'm scared.
Oh, man. But me personally, what would I do with it? Cause I'd admit I had asked the question to some of my coworkers. I had gave my girlfriend an ex-girlfriend deuces to her. I had gave her he's mine. And we had the he's mine and she's mine t-shirts, and I had wondered if I should go back and take it back.
The t-shirt.
Come on,
that's so petty.
I had wondered, but hey, we ain't together, so hey, what
hey,
am
what
I
going to do? Wear a t-shirt that says he's mine?
Nah, I probably would have tossed it.
I bet you some little $20 airbrush t-shirts you get from the mall.
It was. But.
Come on, if you take a t-shirt back.
All right.
Did she leave you with that backpack?
Aw. Actually, it's my dream team. It's my artist backpack.
Okay, oh, boy. See what you started?
Huh?
Nothing. Now, what's the moral of the story, guys?
If you see her wearing that he's mine t-shirt with the next guy, though, that's gotta hurt.
Yeah, the moral of the story is when you give, you should give wholeheartedly. You shouldn't expect anything back. You shouldn't expect anything in return. And when you give, you know, let it be, man. Unless she cheats on you.
All right.
That's it.
Now we got rumors on the way in.
So if she cheats on you, you should get your stuff back.
Yeah, if she
back.
Cheats on you, you gotta take your stuff back. Because that's just disrespectful. Because that's just you just betrayed my loyalty.
All right.
All right.
What about rumors? What are we talking about rumors?
We are going to talk about
that mic is hot, guys.
Yeah, somewhere Donald Trump situations. We'll tell you what one woman had to say. Why did she come forward 30 years later to talk about him groping her on the plane? Also, Oprah, somebody is accusing her of stealing an idea for a show.
All right. Next hour, we have Sean Press. He's the founder and creator of the Global Spin Awards. He'll be joining us. We'll be talking
that's
about some
OG.
Nominations.
Salute to Sean Press.
That's happening tonight. I think Jeezy's actually doing those nominations. So we'll kick it with Sean Press in a little bit. So don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report, rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Webb, looks like Chris Rock signed a deal for $40 million.
Sheesh. Drop one of Clues bombs for the god Chris Rock, damn it.
That's what that deal is worth. Remember, Envy used to have issues with Chris Rock?
I ain't have no issues with him.
Can you be friends with him again now?
We're friends. We're cool. We're all right.
Sensitive guy over here, man. Now, he's going to start in 2 new stand-up specials for Netflix.
Can't wait.
And they did announce that, and that deal is worth $40 million. So they outbid Amazon, Hulu, and HBO for the rights to his new special.
He deserves
it. That's incredible.
Yeah, he deserves it. Absolutely.
He not only does he deserve it, that's what he worked for. I think they underpaid him, actually. 2 new Chris Rock stand-up specials. You know how rare Chris Rock does stand-up specials?
One of my favorite stand-up specials ever is Bring the Pain by
Absolutely.
Chris Rock.
We need to be paying Chris Rock for his old work. But drop one of Clues bombs for Chris Rock again, damn it.
Absolutely.
Can't wait to watch those.
All right, now there is somebody who is suing Yo Mama Charlamagne, Oprah Winfrey. She's saying that Oprah stole her Fix My Life show idea. The woman is saying her name is Otissa C. Strickland. She's saying it's a carbon copy of a show that she created that was called The Agency back in 2011. Mm-hmm. She said she got into a fight with Oprah over a different show, but that somehow put Otissa on Oprah's radar. She had created the show The Agency, which is basically a counselor traveling across the country, going inside the homes of people with big problems. Pretty generic show idea, though.
Pretty generic.
I can imagine more than one person saying, hey, let's get a counselor to fix issues with people.
Especially right. When Oprah's been fixing people's lives since the 90s. How many cars and stuff and trips have Oprah given away to help people with their life? Like, stop it.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know how much this could possibly stand up. Sounds like maybe she had some idea. Plus, anybody could tell you I have an idea. How many people are going to go out and do it?
True.
All right, The Game. He is asking the judge in his sexual assault case to make his accuser's sexual history fair game. You guys all remember the situation when Priscilla Rainey, she was suing him. She was on his show, She's Got Game.
Oh, that's right, yep.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. And she said that he put his hand up her skirt and rubbed her vagina and buttocks. All right, now Game's team wants her to go ahead and basically they want to reveal just things that she's done in the past to show that she has no credibility. He also says that she was a prostitute and that she engaged in a promiscuous lifestyle, and he wants the jury to know that. She also spent time in a mental institution.
I wonder, does that stuff stand up in court, though? Because I don't understand what a woman's sexual history has to do with.
Well, you could sway the jury a little bit, you know, because if the jury's voting on it and the jury feels she's a certain type of female, you know, it could sway the jury. It shouldn't have nothing to do with the case.
I believe credibility should have something, like if you have, in the past, lied about certain things.
Right.
That should come into
I
play.
Agree with, yeah.
But not how many
not
people
past, nah.
you slept with.
Yeah, not sexual
matter.
History. Because even if I'm a prostitute, if you didn't pay me to put your hand up my skirt, then you ain't got no business with your hand up my skirt.
Are we keeping it?
Well, thank you, Charlamagne.
We're keeping that. All right,
all right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, Charlamagne.
Yo.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Man, I keep telling y'all that there's absolutely nothing more comical in the world right now than Donald Trump supporters. And, boy, we got another one who tried to defend Donald Trump's comments about redshirting that 10-year-old girl.
Oh, boy. All right, we'll get into that when we come back. And then Sean Perez will be joining us. Of course, he's the founder and creator of the Global Spin Awards. I don't see him around here yet, but we'll talk to him in a little bit. So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey.
Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, October 14th goes to former Major League Baseball player Curt Schilling. Now, I told y'all yesterday that there is absolutely nothing more comical in the world right now than Trump supporters still trying to defend Donald Trump. Now, I couldn't wait to see what Trump supporter was going to step out there and defend those comments that Donald Trump made about a 10-year-old girl. Let's hear him.
Thursday night, you're going up the escalator? I'm going to be dating her in 10 years. Can you believe it?
Yes, Donald Trump wanted to redshirt this 10-year-old girl. Said he'll be dating her in 10 years. Now, if you don't find that creepy, if you find that behavior perfectly normal, then you are one bad decision away from being America's next top pedophile. You are one poor choice away from having that sign in the front yard of your home that reads, "Danger, registered sex offender lives here." Now, I love the movie Minority Report. They brought it back as a TV show last year with Megan Good. And in that movie and TV show, it was a specialized police department called Pre-Crime. And they would arrest people based off foreknowledge provided by some psychics called precogs. So basically, they knew when you was thinking about committing a crime. I'm telling you about them because if pre-crime really existed, Kurt Schilling would be in jail right now. I keep telling all you Trump supporters, it is impossible to defend your boy and not sound stupid. Just this week, we heard Betsy McCarhey. She tried to defend him and sounded dumb. Katrina Pearson tried to defend him and sounded dumb. And now you can add Kurt Schilling to that list. See, Kurt Schilling was on Fox Business News, and they discussed the video of Donald Trump saying he wanted the red shirt to 10-year-old girl. And Kurt Schilling, well, he doesn't seem to think it's a problem. Let's go to Fox Business News for the report.
How many times have you looked at a young man and said, wow, he's a beautiful young man. Wow, he's a gorgeous young man. And that man was 12, 13, 14, 15.
I'll be honest.
Or he's a beautiful.
Now, that's a lot.
There's no way you haven't seen a young, somebody else's son said, wow, he's beautiful. Wow. I mean,
I'm going to be dating him? No. You're on your own on this one.
But, no, I'm not on my own on this one because I have boys. My youngest son is a gorgeous young man, and I've heard women say, wow, he's a beautiful young boy. To jump to the point where you're insinuating like something like pedophilia or a molestation is where you're going with this because he's joking about, well, when she gets older, I'm going to date her. I mean, how do you get from there to being revolted and disgusted?
Yeah, you know, I don't look at a young boy and say, in 10 years, I'm going to date him.
Well, I mean, I think it says
more
about you than it
does about
him. So you
tell me you see a 10-year-old girl and think, okay, yeah, I'm going to date her in 10
years? I have a daughter. My daughter has friends. I've seen my daughter's friends. I'm a man. Wow, she's a beautiful young lady. I don't immediately jump to molesting her.
Wow.
Whoa.
Well, keep your kids away from this guy.
Yes, absolutely.
None of that made absolutely no sense. You know why? Because this is what happens when you come to the defense of an illogical person.
That.
Okay. And not only that, Kurt Schilling is trying to manipulate the masses by repeating over and over. You've never looked at a child and said that child is good looking or that child is beautiful. That's not what Donald Trump said. He said in 10 years, I'll be dating her. Okay. Dating means sex. So he already has to have some sexual urge towards this 10-year-old in order to make those comments. Pre-crime needs to come grab his ass, too, along with Kurt Schilling. And Kurt Schilling is trying to turn a wrong into a right. And that's not how any of this works. Wrong is wrong no matter how many people are doing it. Plotting on red shirt and 10-year-olds is absolutely, positively, and positively wrong. And Kurt Schilling, there is no virtue in tolerating toxic behavior. I don't even see what you get out of defending Donald Trump's trash. I don't believe in tolerating the intolerable, okay? Simply because we lose dignity when we tolerate the intolerable. And right now, when it comes to you Trump supporters trying to defend him, I must say, it used to be uncomfortable to watch you all lose your dignity, but now it's just become an expected part of this presidential campaign that we're becoming comfortable with and we're very entertained by. Give Kurt Schilling the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right.
You can't even attempt to defend that one.
Not at all.
Has anybody here ever looked at a 10-year-old and said, well, I'm going to date them later? Okay,
no.
Good.
Crickets.
No. All right.
Little baby crickets.
Thank you for that donkey today. Now, when we come back, Sean Perez will be joining us. Now, he's the creator and founder of the Global Spin Awards, which acknowledges all the DJs from every types, from reggae, hip-hop, EDM, everything. So we'll kick it with Sean Press when we come back.
Hey, that girl in the front row ain't making y'all nervous? The one that looked like the brat if she was a member?
She's 15 years old.
So
15
what?
Or 16.
I don't know if you saw her dancing, but she's a great dancer.
How you gonna talk with the mask on?
Yeah.
Oh, she's 16.
Sorry, she's 16.
Why you got the dancing mask on, though? I thought that still got Zuri. What's the thing in Miami? Zika? Zika still running around Miami?
Zika. Who is Zuri? Oh.
Yeah, who is Zuri?
Salute to my homegirl, Zuri Hall. But y'all got Zika running around Miami? That's why you got that mask on?
There's no Zika out here. We're good. Okay. That's just her style, man.
All right.
She stands out, as you can see.
Absolutely.
Yep, she'll stand out when she starts shooting, too.
Nah, stop it. She's 16, man. Sean Perez, when we come back, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We are The Breakfast Club. We're live in Miami, the Revolt Music Conference. Woo-hoo! Make some noise, y'all. Now, we have a friend of mine, also creator and founder of the Global Spin Awards.
Hey, a friend of ours.
A friend of ours. Sean Perez is in the building. Give it up for Sean Perez, y'all.
Give it up, y'all.
What's up, sir?
And I know there's a lot of DJs out here today, so you guys should all know Sean Perez.
Any DJs out here, make some noise if you're a DJ. All right, a couple DJs out here. Now, you have the Global Spin Awards this year. It's the new year. Well, first of all, who was the DJ of the year last year?
Oh, gosh.
Let's give it up for
The Breakfast Club's only DJ NB.
There you go, there you go. Now, but the Global Spin Awards, explain what the Global Spin Awards does for the DJ.
The Global Spin Awards, this is the Grammys for the DJs. This is the highest honor that any DJ can ever receive. It's what DJs work hard year over year to be considered and acknowledged by their peers. This is the DJ's Grammys.
Now this year, where's the award show taking place?
We're making a dress, and this is 100% breaking news right here. We are moving the Global Spin Awards. For the last 4 years, we have done it in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth year anniversary, we are moving it to New Orleans.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
We are going to kick off All-Star Weekend. The Thursday before All-Star Weekend, Global Spin Awards, New Orleans is going to be invaded by every major DJ in the country.
That
Give
is
it
dope.
Up.
That is dope.
Now, that's a great idea. I love that.
You love that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, tonight you're doing something special here, right? Right here.
Oh,
yeah. The Revolt Music Conference?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right here on the stage. What's going on tonight at the stage?
You know, it's crazy because, you know, for the last month or so, everybody's been hitting me. When are you announcing the nominees? When's the nominee announcements? And we've been keeping it really quiet because typically we do the awards in November. But because we were moving it to February and taking it down to All-Star Weekend, we wanted to make a big deal out of it and bring it and make the nominee announcements right here at the Revolt Music Conference. So tonight, 6 p.m. on Revolt.tv, we will be live streaming from this stage and giving up the nominees.
We'll do the nominees when we come back. We'll do the nominees because you got a couple here. We'll do that when we come back.
Is MB nominated again for anything?
Oh, no.
I'm trying to think what kind of year.
What kind of year do y'all think MB had this year? Yeah?
I like these people out here. I like these people. I work with a bunch of haters. I'm waiting for Angela to say something.
I'm not saying nothing. I just didn't seem that enthusiastic here.
Shut up.
For you.
Shut up. But that, now you have Jeezy hosting it tonight.
Yes, Jeezy will be hosting it.
So Jeezy will be here tonight at what time?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. and you got a special performance, right?
Special performance on the live stream. We have Zoe Dollaz performing on the live stream, and then we're kicking right into linear TV, into Revolt the Network.
Okay.
And Jeezy will continue hosting for the second half of the hour, and performances by Dave East.
Charlamagne.
Zone.
He can hear you, Charlamagne.
Oh, I'm listening. I just didn't want to interrupt. Salute to my man, Sean Prez. Prez, what's up, OG?
What's the deal, my brother, Charlamagne the God? What up?
And I think Envy had a great year last year, just not as good as Khaled.
Yeah, no, Khaled had an amazing year.
No, Khaled did have an amazing year.
Khaled had an amazing year. Absolutely had an amazing year.
He has transcended just the DJ. Well, Envy, you had a good year, though. It was decent.
Envy had a good year.
There's a lot of
DJs who actually had good years.
Who else had a good year?
In my opinion?
Mm-hmm.
I think Calvin Harris had a great year.
Calvin Harris had a great year.
He's popping.
Self had a good year.
Self had a great
Turned
year.
Turned into a reality show star on us.
He definitely did.
Broke out some of the finest furs the world has ever seen.
Yeah, he sure did.
Now, shout out to Michael Kaiser, who I see out here. He's out here bright and early.
Where the Kaiser at?
That's love right there.
What up, boy?
Oh,
hold up. Kevin Holiday? Holiday is over there?
These guys must have just came back from the club.
Pretty much. All right. Well, when we come back, you're going to give us some nominees of who's nominated tonight.
Absolutely.
Some of the DJs. We'll do that when we come back. Since we talked about them, let's get into the Khaled's joint. It's for free. It's the Breakfast Club. Come on, let's go. Go to the Breakfast Club.
This has got real hectic.
Sean Prez is in the building. Now, he's the creator and founder of the Global Spin Awards, which is they're doing the nominations tonight. So if you want to see that, tune into Revolt. What time? 6 o'clock?
Revolt.tv.
Revolt.tv for the live stream tonight. Mm-hmm. DJs all over the world. DJ enthusiasts, music enthusiasts, Revolt.tv tonight, 6 p.m. to 6:30. Then we're kicking it over to Revolt TV at 6:30 to 7.
Okay.
And I just want to give some advice to all the aspiring artists who are here. That is something incredible to attend because those DJs are going to be the ones that could potentially help you get on the radio.
Right.
All the managers out here, all the publicists, all the artists. Make sure you guys come through.
Now, why did you find it important to recognize the DJ? Because you're not a DJ, right, Brad? You were never a DJ.
You know, I come from the old school Bad Boy, Puff. You know, the person who got me in the game, shout to my man DJ Mac up in the Bronx. You know, when I was 18 years old, he got me in the game. So I always recognized, you know, the importance of the DJ. And I always just felt like the DJ was extremely underserved and unnoticed. But y'all were the ones who were breaking the records. You were the unsung heroes of the music business and of entertainment but nobody, you know, chose to acknowledge the DJ. It was always, you know, and it had gotten so crazy that it was the writers and the producers even had acknowledgement from BMI and ASCAP. You know, and I was like, yo, what's going on? Why don't the DJs have their own ceremony to be recognized by the industry that they create and cultivate?
Right, absolutely.
And we had a nice conversation yesterday on the Drink Champs podcast about the importance of DJs, and Nori told a lot of stories about certain DJs that, you know, I guess were instrumental in his career, but certain things that he felt like hurt his career when it came to DJs. It could go either way for
you.
That's why it's important for you guys to have that good relationship.
Right. Now, let's talk about some of the nominations that you're going to be giving away and talking about right now. I know you're going to be doing it tonight at 6 o'clock, but you got some special ones right now?
Yeah, we're going to announce two nominations really quick, you know, just to give a tease. Just for people who don't know what the Global Spin Awards are, we try to create categories that encompasses all areas of the DJ community. So the first nomination is Celebrity DJ of the Year. The Celebrity DJ of the Year, this year's nominees are Jermaine Dupri, Little John, DJ Daddy Cat, Erykah Badu, Questlove, and Swiss Beats.
Okay.
There's your nominations.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
And that's what makes the Global Spin Awards so special, because we really put all of the world's top DJs and let them go head to head and let the people decide.
Now, what's the next category?
DJ Entrepreneur of the Year. DJ Entrepreneur of the Year, this is DJs who have established and done really well with businesses outside of the turntables. DJ Khaled.
I mean.
Yeah, I mean.
Does that make sense?
That's a hard one to beat.
DJ Irie.
Okay.
Self, his first year nominated. DJ Self, shout
what
to
business
DJ
is Self. Got?
Gwinnett. Gwen is doing well.
Self-selling dashikis.
We out here Gwenning.
DJ Drama, Steve Aoki, and DJ A-Track.
And that's DJ Entrepreneur of the Year.
Envy, I ain't gonna lie, you got snubbed in that category, Envy.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Don't worry about it. Juices for Life just opened next year.
We got more than Juices for Life. You know, we got Juices for Life. We got Top Pop. We got a lot of stuff going on.
Envy tight
now.
Envy
tight. Envy getting
sensitive.
You gotta start selling dashikis with the hoodie like so.
He about to wrap you up, Sean Perez.
Nah. And you got one special award that you're giving to a DJ, right? Honoree?
Yeah, the honorees. Every year we choose to honor DJs who have really trailblazed in some way and have been unrecognized up until this point. So this year, our honorees are DJ Clark Kent. Well deserved.
Yes. Shout out to Clark Kent.
Drop one of Clark Bond for Clark Kent.
Yeah,
man.
I love DJ Clark Kent. Well deserved. And also, DJ Spinderella.
Drop one of Clues Bond for Spinderella.
Congratulations to Spinderella.
You know, I want to shout out Spinderella because she is our first female. First female to be honored.
Nice.
At the Global Spin Awards.
Shout out to Spinderella.
That's right. That's right, ladies.
Well, tune in tonight. Tell them when to tune in again. And what's going on? 6 o'clock tonight.
6 p.m. tonight.
Reading the rest of the nominations. Jeezy will be hosting that.
Jeezy will be hosting live performances by Dave East, Zoe Dallas, 6 to 6:30, Revolt.tv, 6:30 to 7 p.m. Go to the network, all of the nominees, and then you can go to either Revolt.tv or Global Spin 365. We will have all of the nominations right there, GlobalSpin365.com.
Yeah. And it's in New Orleans next year.
February 16th, New Orleans. We are kicking off All-Star Weekend. New Orleans, get ready. All of the biggest DJs in the world will be invading your town. We will be setting it off. I know everybody's going to be down there for the NBA ballers, but we turning it into DJ Weekend down in New Orleans.
Now, also, we have a panel that you're doing at the Revolt Music Conference if you're down here. Is that sold out already? Can people still get in there, or how's that working?
Charisse, help
me. We don't
me.
We don't know.
Well, tell them about the panel.
But we have a panel.
Who's on the panel?
Thanks for bringing that up. Tomorrow, this is the first ever panel at the Revolt Music Conference acknowledging the top tier upper echelon DJs. We have Funkmaster Flex will be on the panel. DJ Drama, DJ Irie, and DJ Envy should his flight make it in on time. So we're looking forward to having you. Envy, would love to have you on that panel. You're supposed to be on the panel, so
I know.
You get in on time.
if anybody has not
gone out and seen Respect the DJ, our first Respected DJ. Global Spin presents Respected DJ. Go online, check it out. DJ Envy, you know, I guess you can tell them a little bit about the show.
Well, Respected DJ is just a show based on the DJ, just not the DJing aspect. Also outside their other businesses, them with their families, what they do on a daily basis. So you get the ins and outs of being a DJ, behind the scenes and everything. It's a dope show. I think I did one, DJ Drama did one, DJ Irie did one, and
there's DJ A-Track did A-Track. One.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I forget who else.
Well, just go to the website.
Yeah, go to the website. Global Spin presents Respected DJ.
All right.
Super dope series.
We appreciate you for joining us, and we'll see you tonight.
Absolutely.
Come on out here tonight. Jeezy will be hosting. It will be a lot of fun. And when we come back, we got some rumors, G?
Yes, we are going to talk about Donald Trump, and this one woman who is accusing him of groping her like over 30 years ago will tell you what she had to say.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. We're live in Miami Revolt
Please
Music Conference.
Please go vote. Please go vote.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
So last night, Jessica Leeds went on Anderson Cooper's show and talked about what happened with Donald Trump over 30 years ago when he was groping her on a flight. She said it was about 15 minutes and he touched her wherever he could find a landing spot. She said the guy in the seat across the aisle could see, and I kept thinking maybe the steward is going to come and he'll stop, but she never came. She's now 74 years old. She said this happened back when she was 38 years old. And she said that he at one point grabbed her breast and tried to put his hand up her skirt. Here she is on Anderson Cooper.
His hands were everywhere.
Did he say anything?
No, and I didn't either. He was grabbing my breast and trying to turn me towards him and kissing me. And then after a bit, that's when his hands started going. I was wearing a skirt, and his hands started going towards my knee and up my skirt. And that's when I said, I don't need this. I would say just about 15 minutes. That's long enough.
Right. So some people are asking, why are you bringing this up now? And she was saying that she was disgusted when she saw him say that he has never, ever done anything like this about his previous remarks when he said that he grabs women by the vagina. And then they asked, have you ever done that? And she heard him say that, and she got disgusted and wanted to tell her story.
There's not enough outrage over this Donald Trump sexual assault allegations. I need y'all to get him out the paint the way y'all got Bill Cosby out the paint when he had allegations.
Right.
You know, like y'all they not really shooting on all cylinders with
Trump.
Well,
he's threatening to sue right now and saying that none of these things ever happened. Now, there's also a new report by the Daily Beast, and they're saying that three former staff members from a Celebrity Apprentice say that Donald Trump called actress Marley Matlin, who is deaf, he called her retarded. She was a very popular contestant on the show, and he was accused of making sexual comments to her, and now this is what three people who were staff members from Celebrity Apprentice have to say.
I mean, the staff members would have to be the witnesses, because Marley wouldn't have been able to hear him say that, right?
True.
Okay. Now let's discuss this Rap Radar podcast. They had Cortez Bryant on the show.
I listened to that yesterday. Salute to Elliot Wilson and B-Dot.
That's Lil Wayne's manager.
Lil Wayne's manager. He also was Wayne's childhood friend. They've been friends since they were young. And he had a lot of things to say about what's going on with Young Money versus Cash Money Records and how he thought that perhaps Lil Wayne would end up getting the money that he's owed, which he says is more than $50 million. Check it out.
It's never been a situation where, you know, I had to worry about anything financial. You know, they were great.
The checks
partners.
Were cut.
I put the plan laid out to them. They cut the check. But, you know, this time, you know, once we put it out, the check didn't come. You know what I'm saying? Wow. So I'm like, you know, and it was a conversation to where as though, you know, we're going to get it. Is you know, not knowing any details. So we did the Drake versus Wayne tour, you know. So, you know, which was very successful.
Oh, yeah.
At that point, you know, I guess they had to come forward and say, we don't have it.
Yeah, basically right. They didn't have the money.
Now, he went on to say, though, they did present a plan of let's put out the Carta 5, let's stream it, and he can get his money from that. He presented that to Slim and Baby. He said they didn't get it at the time. They didn't get streaming. They went to the powers that be, and the label is against it because they had no control over it. And they basically said, yo, we can't put the album out. He said, when I had to tell Wayne that, he was like, what? You can't stop me. You can't hold me back. That would have been a good thing, though, if he would have been able to get his money from streaming the album and just got reimbursed his money that way. And they also said they definitely owe him more than $50 million, especially after Drake has done so well with his last album.
So they didn't get no Drake money either? No Nicki money? None of that?
They're owed a lot of, money.
Yeah, I was listening to that podcast yesterday, and I was thinking to myself, why would you stop somebody from streaming, especially if you can't pay them?
Right.
Like, if you can't pay them, the least you should do is let them go do something to be able to get paid.
Right, here, take your album, stream it. I'm not going to take nothing from it, and you get your money from that.
Absolutely.
That's fair. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report. If you have a chance, you should listen to that Rap Radar podcast. It's a good interview.
Yeah, it was great. That was a good one. I like hearing from the brains behind the operations, you know?
How's our camera person doing?
She's doing good?
Doing a great job?
Well, shout out to our family at Revolt for holding us down. We definitely appreciate you guys in Revolt, and we'll see y'all on Monday. Y'all be safe out there. Everybody else, everywhere else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something? Mix is done, because we out here in Miami.
Hey, now.
Hit us up. Shout out to DJ Bulletproof. Shout out to our Miami family. We appreciate you guys as well. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.